Here's some of Kennedy Malloy that you may not have heard before.
Want some performance never seen before on the job site?
Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big Thursday show, people, so get involved. Special delivery for me today at the studio. Get your beady eyes off it. Not for you, not for you.
I have a letter in my hand that says it is. So anyway, we'll go into that.
If you touch it, you will be reported to the police.
All right. I watched The Bachelor last night.
Oh, there's a bombshell.
It rated very well. 900 plus.
How's the honey badger?
He was ace.
Great.
He was unreal. In fact, I said he was a ripper. So I put that on Instagram and someone said, before Jane worked at Triple M, I bet she never used the word ripper. How dare you?
Yeah. No, it is.
You don't know me, sir.
No.
I use a ripper all the time.
It's a bit of an overreach from an aristocrat from the Blue Ridge suburbs.
Oh, please.
No, it is. Hey, now we talked about engagement rings.
We did.
You started thumping the table. We may have Scott Pape on today.
Well, the barefoot investor, he knows about
this,
money.
And I hope he knows what he's doing.
I don't think he does.
Wee.
I'm going to stick it up Scott Pape, the
Crikey.
Barefoot investor.
Wow, hang around for that. It's going to be a load of fun. Your mate, Sam Neill, is on his way.
As we speak.
He's going to join
us. How's that?
Wow.
He's got so much on his plate at the moment, and he's about to do a series about the journey of Captain Cook.
Captain Cook. Does he play Captain Cook?
No, I think
he's
just...
on the wig?
It's a documentary.
Oh, come on.
No, he talks and normal Sam speak. You can get him to do the Captain Cook accent. Oh, why don't we ask?
We've workshopped together.
You have, and we'll go into that.
We're actors.
You are actors.
He's a peer of mine.
Different calibre, I would have thought.
Cut it out, Jane.
We'll discuss that.
He's in a pod.
Well, almost. I'll tell you who else is putting his acting chops on. That's Dave O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
He's got his show coming up in Pilot Week, which I'm fully supportive of.
Well, that'll be changed.
And he's going to talk to us about that.
And he'll get a spray from me, because when he filled in for me,
oh, yeah,
there were some things said that
I'm
not entirely happy about. Bad Boys, Jane Kennedy.
Oh.
There's a big raft of Bad Boys.
There is today.
And we're going to put them up on blocks. And check it out.
They're in my sights, those bad boys.
Johnny Depp's curious case.
Whoa, he's gone a little bit ripe.
Well.
I'll tell you who else we're going to talk to. We're going to catch up with Paul Kelly because he's about to do in December. Look, with names, celebrity names popping out everywhere.
It's a big show. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. But let's start with the big one. I've had a delivery to the office.
I saw that when I walked in. I'll tell you what this is what I walked into, Dave. I heard this voice booming from our office. It said, and no one else is touching this.
First thing you heard was that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about my delivery. Well, let's call it a shipment of twisties.
Yeah.
Both cheese and chicken.
Interesting.
A box.
A box of.
Big box,
in
too.
In my room. I don't want to see you down there.
Oh.
I don't want to see anyone down there. I might start getting to the office early.
Hey, listen. I've got the letter in my hand from PepsiCo Australia.
Sure.
Right.
Who are the...
Read away.
Hi, Mick. We loved your twisties
Thank
and
you.
White bread roll so much.
Yep.
We thought we would send you a few more packets so you can share this with your wonderful colleagues and friends.
That's sweet.
Share it with your colleagues and friends.
So how would that affect you in any way?
Oh.
Colleagues and friends.
Again, Dave, how would that affect you, anyone in this room?
You've changed. You went to a posh wine dinner last night.
That was an off-air conversation.
Oh, you went and you drank Grange Hermitage?
What?
How posh are you?
What's
going on?
Do you know what?
Where's the Mick I used to know?
The 98 Grange? It's a bit of a quaffer.
We wouldn't know.
What is going on? You're at a what?
Right. I was at a wine tasting, rifling through.
Well,
some
thanks
heavy
for
roads.
The invite, mate.
But no blackberry nip.
Oh,
which I was really disappointed in because I would have thought they would have knocked the top off a few blackberry nip well before we got there.
There was no
decanted.
No Baileys.
Oh, yum.
Baileys. Oh, so
no Baileys.
Yeah.
No.
Nice after dinner little.
Besides, where's the summer wine?
Hey.
Yes. Where's the Liebfra wine? Idiots.
You had a big fancy dinner and lots of fancy wine.
Well, what were you doing?
I was watching The Bachelor.
Oh,
what do you reckon?
How'd our girls go? Everyone here at the office, we've taken a sweep.
We have.
And I've got two. I've got, Romy. Can I call them fake cans?
I think that's fair enough.
I think you're a big,
you can call them fake cans.
Woman.
Okay.
And I've got her in my sweep.
Yeah.
And,
do you remember the other name? No, which one?
I don't know, but she's got big chompers.
Okay.
Well, I think she might have jumped in the pool.
Oh, is that your that one? Girl?
Yeah, I think so.
Fully
I'll
dressed.
Get to that. Fully dressed.
Yeah.
I'll talk to her about that.
Steph, I think you've got.
Have they let me down? Have my girls embarrassed me on my first night?
I think
night?
So. One of mine got piffed.
Already gone.
I didn't even see it. Like, she didn't make airtime.
Mine got the key.
Yours got the key?
Yeah, Brooke.
Well, I'm going to show a bit of Brooke later on.
Right, okay.
Oh, I'm going to play
next,
you some.
Shall we?
You want to hear a little bit of what happened?
All right.
I'll play
bring
you some.
Bring us up to speed.
Come back with that.
How was Honey Badger? Good?
He was Ripper.
Oh, hey.
Hey, we have a massive show thanks to Milwaukee's next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology. Sam Neill, Dave O'Neill, Paul Kelly and more.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
G'day, it's the Honey Badger here.
I'm the Bachelor.
Jane's Bachelor Recap.
Oh, it was very exciting in my house last night.
Well, it's exciting for me too now because it's...
Well, you said you'd watch it.
No, we're betting on it. So there's money at stake.
Yeah.
So once you're involved in a sweep...
And you hit it off with the badge yesterday, by the way. You and him hit it off straight up.
What about me?
Oh, no,
he gave me a big hug at the end.
As well, but
Jane, I'm not saying too much. I'm saying you wouldn't have got a rose yesterday.
I would so.
So let me say, how many got booted last night?
Three. And you know what?
Including one of mine.
Yep.
Was it? Which one?
No, not one of yours. Oh, hang on.
No, they're both in there.
I've got so much material on this.
You got Steph and Romy or Romy. They're still there.
Yeah, you got Romy and Steph.
Steph's a children's entertainer.
Right.
Yeah, but she's got good cans.
The only one I'm interested in.
Right.
No, that's Romy.
Oh, sorry.
You're not a children's entertainer.
Romy's the photo shoot director.
I don't know how she's entertaining them. You know, there's only one child's entertainer for me. It's a yellow wiggle.
You know what? We've got to manage that relationship very well. Mm-hmm. Let's not blow it before
I'm
it starts.
I'm in boots and all.
Okay.
Right.
We're going to work on that.
Yummy, mummy. Okay. Fruit salad.
Hot potato. Yeah. Listen, let's get back to the Bachelor talk, please.
All right,
It's the best part of watching the Bachelor franchise ever. It's the Batch stands there on the red carpet and all the girls, as they say, girls, come out of the limo, heel first,
yep.
Dress second.
So they do the Britney Spears?
Boobs third.
You might cop an eyeful or is it all?
They're all got something to give when they rock up. They all got some...
Oh, what?
Gimmick.
Gimmick, you know?
Herpes.
I hope not. One bird. This is Dasher.
Who's Dasher?
She, the personal
couldn't
trainer.
Couldn't get Prancer.
Oh, I remember her,
Dasher,
couldn't
for
get,
example.
Couldn't get Prancer.
She's got an accent. She from an Eastern Bloc country?
Russia, I think she's from, isn't she?
Yeah, I knew that it'd perk you up.
Well, yeah. I mean.
She greeted him by jumping into his arms and putting her legs around his shoulders.
That's a standard Romanian.
And did sit-ups.
And then did sit-ups.
Yeah. It was very in your face. In his face.
On the first date.
Was really.
Crikey.
I didn't know whether I had to ask the kids.
Get the roses.
It was nuts. So we had that. But this is the one that really, I think, got everyone talking. There's a young girl called Cass, and she has known the Honey Badger before. Now, I don't know if the producers knew this and they're geniuses.
Yeah, of course they did.
Let's just have a little listen to how this unfolds first.
Hello. Thanks for seeing you here. You look great.
You're kidding me.
Cass, how are you?
Good, how are you? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I suppose. we know each other pretty well.
Oi!
What's that slang for? What
Cass,
does that mean?
I'm looking at a picture of Cass.
Oh, here she is.
Bravum.
Cass, though, has, now,
jeez.
This has made a lot of movement on Twitter. She has really, really obvious hair extensions, I'm just saying.
Do you know
super
what? I'm
obvious.
Looking at that picture and that's not what's caught my eye. This is the difference between men and women.
All right, it is the difference because girls... But anyway, can we have another little bit of what he felt after Cass' meeting, I think?
Cass and I have already been on a couple of dates. Unfortunately, timing wasn't right, but it'd be good to catch up with her.
I wrote down, in a diary, I wrote down, goals and, dreams that I wanted to happen, this year. And it's happening right now.
Oh!
Yeah.
Was my name in there?
Yeah. I told the universe what I wanted, and it's happening.
Holy Moses.
Yeah, not by accident. It's not.
This is a badger cooker.
Wow.
A badger boiler.
Badger boiler.
Oh, man.
No, that's... She is
The honey badger is afraid of nothing, apart from Cass.
But Stan,
they knew that. This is dirty pool from Channel 10. This is dirty pool.
Of course they knew. They'd thrown her in the deep end.
I'd be furious.
All right. So then
I'd still pash her, but I'd be furious.
You'd still pash her.
Well, that's the name of the game.
Okay, there's a little hottie called Brooke.
Hello.
He really liked her. She rocks up and she claims she's holding footballs, right? And she goes, I really like sport and I really like football. What do you do? As if she doesn't know what he does.
Oh, that's cynical, Jane.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's who I am.
You sure they're footballs? Because I thought Kaz was holding a couple of footballs too, but
well,
no.
Brooke and the badge really hit it off. Yeah. And you know what? She's got a terrific sense of humour. Let's hear Brooke's joke.
Let me tell you a joke. What did the mountain climber call his son?
I don't know. What did he call him?
Cliff.
Yes. Good old Brooke.
Oh, marry that woman.
Now,
Cliff.
If a girl seriously said, first of all, just riddle me this. If a girl told you a joke on a date, well, that's a game changer
for
me.
Well, it's a mood spoiler.
It is a mood spoiler.
Hey, there's only two of us who can do jokes in this relationship.
All right. So she got the golden
Cliff.
Key.
Oh, a ripper.
He liked her the best. She got the golden key. They've already got...
She got the golden key.
Yeah, that's Brooke.
For Cliff.
My girl.
She must be hot.
She's hot.
Because he's forgiven a lot.
He's forgiven a lot. She gets
that's
the key.
That's your girl? What does that mean?
No, her name's not Cliff. It's Brooke. Cliff's was the joke.
He knows that.
Okay.
There's already a bitch, and I've got her in the suite. Kat.
Right, okay.
She's Kat from Bali, and she's all over this. Let's just hear
right
from Kat.
I was about to kind of go, hey, Sophie, I hear you've been sleeping with my ex-boyfriend. But I don't want to be that girl that goes and says nasty things in front of Nick, so I'll just wait until she's done.
Yeah, well, I think you are going to be that girl. Another girl called Kayla decided to get his attention by jumping in the pool. Let's see what happened with that.
I've got an idea. I'll definitely get the bachelor's attention. What on earth is this chick doing? Especially when Nick didn't even really notice.
Oh, way to ruin a good dress, babe.
Yeah. He'll be like, well, I'm not going to give that drowned rat a little rose.
She jumped in the pool to get his attention. He didn't see it.
Honey Badger's like a drowned rat.
He's a big fella.
How's he coping? I'm kind of in
it.
His corner.
He was great.
He's at home crunching heads on a football field, but faced with 26 women in a garden, I think he'd be terrified.
It was pretty terrifying because he wants to do the right thing. Mm. He's got nice manners. He's been brought up nice. And he wants to treat the ladies nicely. Look, this is the best part because you see all the girls. They're nervous. Also, I think
who's the front runner?
The front runner is Brooke at the moment.
All right.
There's another girl. We won't play it now, but just look out tonight if you watch it. Then watch the front bar. But you can look out for a girl called Vanessa Sunshine.
Is that a real name? Or
yeah,
is that a dancing name?
She says it over and over again. There you go.
Sunshine. All right.
Can't get enough of this.
We're up to speed.
Yep.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, well, you started an absolute brouhaha on the show yesterday.
Maybe.
When we were talking about engagement rings, how much they cost, what do you put in, people.
And whether
What was the story? What was the story you highlighted?
I was saying a woman put on Facebook that she got kind of a pissy engagement ring.
Right.
She didn't think he spent enough and she didn't get to choose it herself. And it was very small and she's got to wear
it forever. It's a catalogue of complaints. Mm. Doesn't bode well for the ultimate relationship really, does it? If you can't get out of the blocks.
Yeah. I was suggesting.
Without filleting your partner on Instagram.
I was suggesting the woman should choose it ultimately.
Wow.
That's the smart thing to do. But
then I'll go with whatever, guys, won't we?
Well, I don't know. We've got someone on the line who knows a bit about finances.
Yes, marriage.
Marriage.
He's weighed into this.
And he's written about this.
Yep.
And I'd love to hear what's God, Pape has to say.
Papey.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we going?
Hey, Papey, of course, is the Barefoot Investor, which was the top-selling book of 2017.
That's it.
So by those figures, I'd say if it's 1 month or 3 months, your wedding ring must have cost $1.2 million.
3 months, at least.
Is it? How many months is it, Papey?
What's the rule of thumb?
Well, so this is the idea. I reckon it's an absolute con job. I mean, you've got, they say that it's like 3 months that the average male has to spend on a wedding ring.
Yep.
Says who? Says De Beers, who are the last diamond.
Oh, says De Beers. Was this you saying this was a marketing tool
correct.
To begin with?
It started in Hollywood, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a Diamond Is Forever first appeared in De Beers engagement ads in 1948, right? So there's rumours that Marilyn Monroe was paid to sing Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
She did that well, and she deserved every diamond she got.
Oh, jeez.
One ad agency said that it was the slogan of the century, because in the 1930s, less than 10% of couples actually sealed the deal with a diamond ring. Today, 50%.
Now it's just considered part of the ritual, isn't it?
Correct. And, you know, but I agree with you, Mick. You don't want to go out of the, you know, straight out of the gates too hard, because if you front up with a $10,000 or a $15,000 engagement ring, where does it go from there?
Where does it go?
Says who? Hang on. I want to hear, listen. Ooh. Don't you speak to me like that. I want to hear from a Mrs. Pape, because I reckon that women have a completely different point of view to you, Scotty. And you saying, you say, don't buy your ring at a name brand jewellery store. Their markups are horrendous, especially Tiffany's. Well, what if you want to get a ring from Tiffany's?
It's like buying a brand new car.
Yep.
You walk out of the showroom, 30 to 50% you've just lost.
Why would you
straight away for that little blue box?
So what? It makes the ladies happy.
Hey, Papy, when I was in London, I was hanging out with a rag trader. He was a Black Arthur Daly.
Right.
And we used to go, what he did at Christmas is he drove up to Birmingham.
Yes.
We bought his wife a fur coat out the back of a truck. Mm. We then went to Harrods, where he paid the woman £50 to wrap it.
In the Harrods wrapping.
And I was sitting there on Christmas morning watching this whole farce transpire.
How's that?
She was bawling. He was in the good books. She was happier. Is that a good way to proceed?
I think I think that's fantastic. That's genius.
It's not hard to keep us happy.
I just got to say this, though.
Sit with a straight face.
There is no correlation between how much an engagement ring you spend on an engagement ring and the length of your marriage or the happiness of your marriage. None.
Says a man.
Jane, you're unbelievable. How did you go about it? Did you have a discussion with your wife beforehand? Was she part of the wedding ring experience? Decision-making process?
No, she was not. I bought it from a diamond dealer in New York. I bought along my investment analyst, and we negotiated pretty hard with a Jewish guy and managed to...
How romantic.
Get it somewhere else.
Yes.
And was she happy with the choice?
I kind of gathered what she wanted, and she was quite happy with it. But, you know, my view is, why not get a reject ring, right? So there are...
What's a reject ring? Whoa.
100,000 people that are, you know, proposing all the time. The statistically, some of them are going to be turned down, and then what do? Right? So they bought this ring... 30 to 50% markup, what are they going to do? So you go on Gumtree.
This is a wise decision, honey.
This is why you're the king.
Yep.
You go onto Gumtree and you buy a reject ring. Guys, write this down.
That is
you're scurrilous,
as good as
Scott Pape. You're good at everything else.
Hey, Papey,
I have to say,
what about a prenup that involves returning of the said rings if it all goes sour, or if say you get into, let's call it the Mariah Carey situation? Can you pre-plan for this?
I actually had people write to me and ask me that, people that have been turned down, but the woman actually kept the ring. Which is actually
Jeez.
I think he got away with that pretty well, because if you actually propose and she breaks off the engagement and she keeps the ring, I reckon that's actually a very good investment, because it would have cost him a lot more had he actually gone through with it.
So you cut your losses. You cut off the branch to save the tree.
Yeah, something like that. But I think having a legal contract before you get down on the knee, I don't think that's a very good start to a relationship either, Nick.
Well, that's the way I look at things.
Yeah. Oh, well, I feel a bit differently.
Hey, well done, Scott Pape. That's some sound advice, and this is because this is blowing up. In fact, we'll take some calls again. We'll take some calls from people out
Basically,
there.
Basically, Scott Pape's told all men to go to Gumtree.
Go to Gumtree and get a reject ring.
Yeah. Good luck with that marriage.
Mate, well
everyone.
Done. Well done.
Thank you, guys.
And whatever
Thanks,
you do, Scotty. Guys, do not go anywhere near Tiffany, Cartier, or Bulgari.
That's it.
Wideberg, or De Beers. Gumtree.
Or De Beers.
That's it. Those bastards.
Scott Pape, the Barefoot Investor, by the way, the book is available in all good books. bookshops. It was Australia's best-selling book of 2017. All right, 133353. So what do you want to know? What's the question? What are we asking our listeners here?
Have you been dudded? Do you want your ring back? Was it not good enough?
All right.
What crap ring did you get?
Did you get a cheapie?
All right.
Were you happy with it?
All right.
133353. Calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
We just had the Barefoot Investor on, Scott Pape. Reckon you should go to Gumtree to get a cheap engagement ring.
Second-hand.
Reject ring.
A reject ring.
He didn't do that, by the way.
No, he's just saying, you know, this all too, it's all hoo-ha. It's been blown out of proportion. Calm the farm, everyone.
Matt's just tweeted. He said, best engagement rings, cash converters, he reckons.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon yours might end up there in about a year.
Let's take
man.
Some calls all and right, see go what's for going it. On out there. G'day, Nick.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I actually melted my ex-wife's engagement and wedding rings and my wedding rings down and got them remade into a new engagement ring.
Sorry, mate, can you say that again, mate? You're sounding a bit ripe.
Sorry.
There
it
is.
I got my ex-wife's engagement ring and wedding ring and melted it down.
Yep.
And made a new one for the new wife.
Oh. Did she know that was the story?
It's like Lord of the Rings around here, isn't it?
She knew that was happening.
Is Frodo involved?
She thought, well, that's the, you know, it's sort of still new because, you know, we didn't, you know, buy it secondhand and it's still new, I guess.
Quite ingenious, Nick.
That's like a rort. It's got some bad
juju. Very crafty.
Bad juju.
A little bit, but it's crafty.
Yeah. You're a crafty man, Nick.
Bernice?
Who would go and get a reject ring? Seriously.
Thank you, Bernice. I'm not going mad, am I?
No, you're not, Jane. I mean, look, I've been married for 28 years.
I feel sorry for that bloke.
Nick.
See what I have to put up with?
No, far away. What were you saying?
Hang on, Nick. And I'm telling you this. I only got it remodeled 3 years ago because it was wearing thin. So, hey, I appreciate what my husband had given me.
I've changed my mind.
Time.
You're a great woman.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go, mate. But, hey, I do know girls that have gotten recently married and have got beautiful engagement rings. They haven't been married for more than 2 years and they've had them remodeled again.
It's a racket, isn't it?
Well,
it
should be for keeps, shouldn't it?
Why does the wedding ring not come into play?
Because the engagement's just a
the
band.
Big kahuna.
It's a plain
but
band.
But the wedding is more important than the...
But you don't... It's a wedding band is a wedding band. It's about the rock. Just talk to me before you get married, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, don't expect me coming around anytime soon for
I
that
don't.
Chat.
Don't worry. Brendan.
How you going, legend?
Good. What did you have to do?
Mate, I spent 4 weeks thinking I was doing the right thing, proposed. She said, yep, but that's not big enough.
She's talking about the ring, not your penis.
The ring, Mickey, the ring. So she decided she'd keep that one, and I had to go buy another one that she approved of.
I was hanging on a second. So she said, that's not big enough, but I'll keep it anyway. Go get another one. Yeah. So you had to buy two engagement rings.
Yep.
Ooh, are you still together?
Yeah.
Did it make her happy?
Nothing does. She's a female.
Well.
Give Brendan a prize, please.
Well, yeah, you've got yourself a...
Never end to make someone happy.
Oh, they're still going on.
$100 fuel voucher for you there, Brendan.
Right. Okay.
That's right. All right, well done. Charlotte, what would you like to add?
My husband bought my ring off eBay and I'm very happily married.
Happily married for how long?
8 years.
Ah, you're a keeper, Charlotte.
Did you get to check it out first, though, Charlotte, before he bought it?
Yes, I actually saw it and said, oh, that's a nice ring, and then didn't think anything of it, and he got a friend to buy it and gave it me a few months later.
All right. Well, that sounds like a very nice story, but it doesn't fit in with my point.
What else did he buy on eBay? Was he actually looking for a ring when he was on eBay, or did he just go, oh, that's cheap, we'll have that?
No, I mean, he was actually working on our house in Areno at the time, so he was employed, so technically he didn't have a wage, so it wasn't equivalent to 3 months' wages at the time.
Oh, yes, no, that old... Chestnut.
All right, let's go to our last caller, George. George.
How you going, people?
Good. What would you like to add?
Now, look, I bought a reject ring. It was,
well done.
It was well thought. The guy came, he was down in the slums, and I thought, this could be a good opportunity. How much do you want for it? He gives me the figure, and I said, there's not a chance in hell. Lowballed him, picked it up. So I thought, I'll melt it down for when I go to make my ring for my partner, et cetera, et cetera. But now I'm thinking, now after hearing Scotty, what someone should be doing is, if they're a bit down on their financial side of things, is go around and buy reject rings and then to make it one good one.
Well, we're not. This is not a business segment, though, George.
What are you, a blacksmith or something? What are you down the shop with the anvil out? Are you working on a ring for that special lady?
Negotiations is a specialty of mine.
All right, well, George.
Thank you, everyone,
good
for calling.
Good stuff. I like it. I don't think we've got anywhere there. Guys, reject Gumtree.
Yeah, because people are going to listen to me when it comes
reject
to advice on
Gumtree. Swing by Tiffany's. Sling them some money for the box. Take it home. Get on one
good
knee.
Good work.
Everyone happy.
Mickey. That's it. Your new way to drive home.
Kennedy Malloy. We love Sam Needle for Jurassic Park.
They're moving in herds.
And hunt for the wilder people.
Okay, Uncle.
I'd still prefer if you don't call me Uncle.
And the dish.
You'll be able to hear Armstrong talking to Houston?
Just by hitting a couple of buttons there.
Sam loves one of our most famous explorers.
I'm fascinated by Cook. I want to know him better.
Nick loves Sam Neill because he played a character named after him in The Simpsons.
So, Mr. Malloy.
Homer, old chap, well done. If anyone was going to catch me, I'm glad it was you.
And Jane loves Sam Neill because he owns a winery.
Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, Riesling, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon.
But the star of the show here, Pinot Noir.
Please welcome everyone's favourite, Sam Neill.
I might have had one or two of Sam's two paddock Pinot Noirs over the years.
That's
welcome, Sam, to
hello,
Kennedy
Sam.
Malloy.
Thank you, Jane. And thank you, Mick. Can I just say, two comedy greats.
Oh, yes.
And even better mates.
Well, oh, I like yes, the sound of that. And do you know at one stage we had a discussion where yes. we said, wouldn't it be great to get Sam Neill to
be our voiceover guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a bit busy.
I'm worried about the mates thing.
Because, yes, you're right to worry.
Because in New Zealand, we're not mates with girls. I mean,
oh, really?
What, Jane Kennedy's my old dear friend. But
young,
she's not my
friend.
Mate. Mick Malloy's my mate. Oh. Rob Sitch is my mate.
So should we drop Jane from that promo?
Do you think it's Jane? Unladylike?
I just say it's it makes me uncomfortable
really?
Because I'm from New Zealand.
I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
No.
we'll change it immediately. So.
All right. Well, we do want to make you feel comfortable because currently, well, you're a very busy man and you're currently promoting. Well, actually, you're not. Is this one of the first interviews you've done?
No, I just came
to
see you.
You did just come in for a chat.
But we can talk about Cook if you want.
All right. Well, we will just quickly touch base on this because I like to do the right thing. The Pacific in the Wake of Captain Cook with Sam Neill is starting on Monday the 27th of August on the History Channel on Foxtel.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen, what I know, it's going to be bloody awesome.
The Ripper.
It's taken well over a year to put together.
Yeah.
Do you know one night Sam came for dinner at our house?
It's based on an original journey.
Oh, yeah,
it's
an original journey.
Well, you can't do highlights. If you're going to do a faithfully...
He's done it the right way.
If you faithfully recreate a journey, Jane, you have to go on... Don't blame Sam, blame Cook.
Well, Sam, you came to dinner one night. Where had you been that day to film?
I think I'd been in Antarctica that day.
For the day? So where have you been? You go, okay. Antarctica.
Can I ask you, what's colder, Antarctica or filming in Ballarat? Which I know you also did recently.
Ballarat, I nearly died.
Ballarat, you nearly died.
That's because you have done Ride Like a Girl and Mick Malloy.
We were in it together.
May or may not be in the film.
Yeah.
How dare you?
And I have to say, I'm pushed... It didn't take much of a push, but I was pushing for Mick Malloy to be in it. Because,
thank you.
Because, I mean, we've worked together before. I cast you as a politician.
That's right. And, a politician who went to long lunches.
Yeah. And, you know, that was an obvious choice too. You think of a politician, particularly a politician from Victoria, the first name that comes to mind is Mick Malloy.
Thank you.
If you're doing a film about lawn bowls, you know, it's going to be Mick Malloy. And if you're going to do a film about horse racing,
hello.
Mick Malloy, he looks like a bookie. He sounds like a trainer. I mean, he's such an obvious choice.
Hey, just don't make him weigh in, is what I would say. Which is the film we've just been working on, Rides Like a Girl, can't wait to see it. Have you got some pull with this director, this Rachel Griffiths?
None at all.
Make sure I don't end up on the cutting room floor. This has got tragedy.
Did you enjoy the experience, Sam?
Yeah. I was playing Michelle Payne's dad.
Oh, lovely.
Who brought up pretty much single-handedly.
How many kids? How many kids?
Is it 9 or 10?
Yeah,
I could never keep count every day.
just had a sheepdog rounding them up on course.
They'd come and go. But it was delightful, and I really like Michelle.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I like Patty.
Can I say Patty, he's pretty lucky, by the way. Just saying, you know, for Sam Neill to be playing
he scrubbed up nicely.
Patty scrubs up very well.
Do you know what Patty said to me? He said, mate, I haven't seen any of your movies, but they tell me you go pretty good.
Yeah, Patty scrubbed up as a fairly sophisticated, civilised, urbane character all of a sudden. Which would have been a stretch.
It was a stretch.
Yes.
Can we go back to when we first met Sam, and that was when we asked if you would be in The Dish.
Mm. And Rob Sitz, to whom you're, you know, remotely connected, he flew all the way up to, you know, they sent me the script, which was so funny, and I just loved it. And I said, I'm going to do this straight away. But Rob flew up anyway to talk me into it, and he came round to my house. And as soon as he walked in the door, I said, Rob, I really want to do the film. And he said, now, listen, let me tell you what it's about. And 3 hours later, he was still talking me into it. I kept saying, Rob, do you want a cup of tea? Because I'm going to do the film. You don't need to say anything else.
Well, that's great. Wonderful. And we had a great time. Of course, we're in parks and we spent a bit of time there, staying at one of the motels. You played cricket on the actual surface of The Dish, which was a bit of a highlight.
Yes.
It was a very special time for us.
No underarm deliveries, I hope.
No, even none at all.
Inside The Dish.
None at all. I don't even know where to begin with your music movie career, and it feels weird talking to you about your career as a friend of yours. But when we just heard Jurassic Park, is it 20, how many years since it came out?
Well, they keep telling me it's 25 years, but yes. They're sort of having anniversaries.
Oh, really? They're just dragging it out a bit?
Yeah, that's right.
But as one of the most iconic movies, and I know a favourite of our listeners of Triple M, an amazing film to be in and working with Spielberg.
Do your children know me from Jurassic Park?
Oh, well, you know one of them especially does. And calls you by your character name.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
There it is. Hey, can we take a quick break?
Yes.
And we're going to come back with more Sam. Now, well, we've only just touched the Captain Cook.
We have. We'd like to hear more.
I have a connection there.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
Sam Neill is our guest. More with Sam after this. Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sam Neill, our special guest in studio. By the way, The Pacific, in the wake of Captain Cook with Sam Neill, from Monday, August 27, 7:30 p.m. on the History Channel on Foxtel.
I cannot wait. I will be there with bells on. Fascinated by this character. Read the Cook's diaries, which I'd recommend to people to do at some stage. Fascinating insight into the birth of at least the western end of this nation.
Yep.
I have a connection because I have slept in Captain Cook's bed.
No.
So, well, I'll tell you how it happened. Do you remember, so in Melbourne, if you're in Melbourne, in the Fitzroy Gardens, they imported brick by brick Captain Cook's cottage and reassembled it in the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to live in East Melbourne and coming home late after a couple in the middle of the night, found my way into Captain Cook's cottage.
No.
Did you feel a little cosy?
And was woken up in the morning going, oi, you, out. And can I say, that bed is tiny.
Right, okay.
Now, there's your intro, Sam. Can they add that?
That didn't come up at all.
I wasn't expecting that story at all.
Around one night. We'll top and tail. I'll show you.
Listen.
It's tiny. It's absolutely tiny. You can't believe. Yeah. You look at how we live now, the size of this house.
They were small people then. They didn't have a lot of good food and vegetables to eat.
He was quite a big bloke.
Was he?
Yeah. Well, it's not. Gee, he would have been punched. He must have been a hunchback by the time. I mean, no wonder he got in a boat and got out of the house.
His chin.
What did you learn? What did you learn? And what would people be fascinated to know from your experience?
Look, I think I came away with a deeper respect for Cook than I had before. Yeah. I mean, he was such a phenomenal seaman and navigator. But also a deepened respect for the people of the Pacific too.
Yep.
And, you know, the premise which we started on, I realised all the stuff that I'd been taught at school, that Cook had discovered Australia, it's absolute nonsense. People have been discovering things here for thousands of years.
Yes.
And in the case of Australia, they'd been here, I mean, it was 65,000 years. So Cook didn't really discover anything at all. But what he did do was put this, things on the map.
Yeah.
He put Australia and New Zealand and all the Pacific on the map, and that was that changed everything.
What's the New Zealand perception of Captain Cook? How's he regarded?
It depends who you're talking to. I came across people in Hawaii, in New Zealand, and so on, who were And they find Cook absolutely enraging.
Yes.
You know, people call him syphilitic. There's no evidence for that.
It's a C-Y-P-H, right.
Yeah. We've all come across that at some stage. Sam.
You know, people get really angry about Cook, which I think is kind of unfair because what followed wasn't really his intentions.
That's right. That's right. And if you read the book, I don't see any evidence of any overt racism. In fact, most of his meeting of people, he seemed genuinely interested in and learned to. I didn't get any of what we call that. I don't know when the casual racism comes from, but I think it's down the track.
Sam, the style that you have done documentaries before, which I have loved, was the Gallipoli one that you did on. Is it, again, where you discover with us things along the way?
Yes.
And you don't learn scripts. You just speak as you see.
Yeah, it was a kind of discovery for me. But also, you know, I had some very great people to work with who are directors and researchers and so on. And writers who were giving me stuff, but it was as much as anything. I was exploring, just like Cook was, and it was a great journey of discovery for me. And I'm very grateful for that time. And I have to tell you, I haven't actually seen the show yet because I've got a smart TV that I'm not smart enough to.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Do you want me to set it up for you?
We should move in together. Yes.
Or one of your children. They're all smarter than me.
They can probably do that.
So I'm looking forward to seeing it. So, you know, August 27th, there we go.
We are really looking forward to it. And also, it's a really engaging style you have as a presenter for that. And, you know, so we're thrilled. Thank you very much.
And you're off tonight to see Jimmy Barnes as there's Doco.
Yep.
Maybe we could have a couple of knockoffs after the show and talk theatre. Talk acting.
Right.
These boys have had an experience giving each other acting tips.
What did you learn from me? Did you learn anything from me?
Before I went to audition for Ride Like a Girl, I went to Sam and I said, have you any idea? By the time I left the workshop, I had an overbite, a limp, and an electronic voice box.
Take her around one more time. Use the whip.
No, it was a fascinating.
Yeah.
They didn't go with that?
No. Rachel toned it down just a tad.
So it took you back. Oh, it's a shame.
And I had a hump. Yeah. I think I had a hump at once.
Yeah. Sam, thanks
and a caliper.
So much.
I was wearing a caliper.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in to see us, Sam.
Good on you, Sam.
See you soon.
I love you both.
And good luck with everything.
Good on you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And there is a fair bit going on, let me tell you. Yes, sirree, people. We are going to have a look at the Bad Boys. And the Bad Boys segment is full as a gug.
Johnny Depp's come out and said something that's just spun my wheels.
Well, I don't know if he's the bad guy in this one.
Well, he's not, but it's kind of
indiscreet. It's a nutty household, that one.
It is.
Nick Kyrgios will get a run. And
we'll catch up with Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly?
Yeah, we're going to give him a call. I want to ask him, mate. He's going to do a touring later this year. I think we might as well just give him a buzz.
All right, I like that. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but to begin with, we'll dial it down a notch. And sorry to disappoint after Sam Neill, who's world class. Paul Kelly.
I'm in enough trouble with Dave O'Neill. Let's build him up, please.
And in the meantime, I suppose we've got to squeeze in
your substitute.
You
are very angry with Dave.
David O'Neill.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Let me just say that story about you falling asleep in Captain Cook Cottage.
Yes.
That's Goldilocks. Were you woken up by a bear?
And did they actually have a bed in there?
There was a bed in there.
That's an incredible story.
A bear as
very
well.
Very small one. Let's just say there might have been a couple of Dutch ovens released in Captain Cook's cottage that night, my friend.
Don't spoil that image of Captain Cook's cottage for me.
It's a sacred tourist attraction.
It's sacred.
Well, the early explorers were Dutch.
This week, next week, Sovereign Hill for you.
Wasn't Van Diemen in there?
Well, you know.
There were a few Dutch.
That scene should have been in the documentary, is all I'm saying.
So anyway, I've been waiting for you at Sick to be called in again.
Yeah, you won't get the call up again. I was absolutely
Well, the guys are at it because I offered your stash of twisties because Dave's partial to a twisty.
Love a twisty.
Hang on. Just back it up a second, all right?
Put your hand down, please. And take that look off your face.
Just before we get to the twisties,
yeah.
Can I have a quick listen to how Dave
You haven't seen each other. Oh, yeah. Let's reminisce.
I've been in the pub all afternoon.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I've invested in a few dud horses and I've asked my mum to cook my tea. So, I took Mick a meal around last night. Meals on wheels, he gets regularly. Put a bit of rat poisoning in there, so he's still not well. I'm eating his twisties, though.
He'll be very cross. Vincio on Instagram says, just saw Mick exiting the TAB. Well,
I believe that.
Seriously, if that's happening, man flu or tiger time? Yes, because Mick's team, the Tigers, won on Friday night. We're not sure. His mum's looking after him.
Yeah, of course. You think parenting would stop when they're over 50?
It doesn't stop.
I'm pissed already.
Oh, the good old days.
Mick Malloy impression. Yeah,
I listened to it. You were pretty much egging him on.
I think I was.
What is wrong with you?
It was very enjoyable.
It's like when you go away with another couple on the week and you end up getting on better with the other wife.
That's true.
That's what happens. It's a bit of a change,
you're
Mick.
A third wheel.
It's a bit of a change up.
Now, you mentioned the twisties.
Yeah, and
you played your cards right. I might have let you help yourself to my stash. When I heard you were coming in, I made them go and get the box from
to
our
gloat.
Office so I could put it there because I know you love a twisty.
I love twisties. My favourite snack.
And I was also very impressed with your knowledge of fast foods while
Thank
I was
you.
Lying
And the history of the
bed.
Twisty as well.
What did you know, Jane? It's baked.
Not fried. We do, me.
It's cheese and chicken. You got both in there.
Cheese and chicken.
I've got the letter.
You can have one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, read the letter again because Mick doesn't believe me what the letter says.
Hi, Mick. We love your twisties and a white bread roll so much we thought we would send you a few more packets so you can share this wonderful lunch with your colleagues and friends.
Thank you.
Again.
Share. Yep.
I don't know how that affects
anyone in
this room.
Oh, you're very selfish.
You're not an only child. You'd strike me like an only child. I've met your brothers.
No, but I was...
And your sister.
I was the eldest of the boys, which is a hard road to show, and two older sisters, which is a tough school.
So you're Jan Brady, effectively.
Yes, middle child. Middle child warning.
I was like Greg who went
Marsha. Hey, Dave.
We love you. You're special, all right?
You can have either a chicken or a cheese.
Listen.
Cheese, I think.
Can we get off the subject of twisties?
Never.
We've got very important things to talk about.
We've got stacks of important
things. You've been highfalutin and now in TV world. Didn't you have a big launch?
We had the...
This is for Pilot Week, which
Can we come back and talk about this?
Yes, we can.
We'll come back and talk about this. And congratulations for getting this off the ground despite all Jane's efforts derail stroke sink it.
I'm getting in trouble from a lot of people.
She waged a campaign against you.
It was one of the most personal attacks
I've ever
had. Dave, look at me and look at him. Who do you trust more?
I think I trust Jane.
Thank
anyway.
You.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? You're just not a generous performer, are you?
Oh, my God.
You've enjoyed a level of success.
Oh, my God.
Dave's back after his soul puffing up. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill's our special guest. Hey, Mick, I was just on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Just checking out Captain Cook's cottage. And there is a photo of the bed.
Yes.
That you slept in. That is minute. That's the tiniest bed I've ever seen.
Do you know what? There would have been a lot of spooning in the 1800s.
Thank God it's the only spooning.
That's why they had so many children.
That's right. Do you know what? Airbnb wouldn't have been much fun in Plymouth.
Not too many vacancies.
It's not like the Brady Bunch house.
That is a very sacred site, I have to say. They have security guards around it, you know.
There is no
endorsement.
Wow.
Mate, I left it as I found it. Little thank you note.
Under the pillow?
Yeah, some mints.
What are you doing? Hey, mate.
Break into the pyramids.
Yeah, what about Tutankhamun's?
A little lie down. Top and tail with Tutankhamun.
Dave O'Neill here. And Dave, you've been up in Sydney because it's the launch of Pilot Week in Channel 10. We're seeing all the ads.
Despite all your efforts.
Listen, if you say it one more time, I'm honestly going to lose my...
We've moved on from that because...
We have, because I'm supporting...
I just got the stink eye, Dave.
Yeah. We had the launch and Angela Bishop interviewed me on the stage.
Where was the launch?
It was in a hotel in Sydney on Willamaloo Pier.
Yeah. Was it night or day?
It was at night.
It was pretty fancy.
And, you know, people like Kyle was there. He's doing a show called Trial by Kyle. Yeah. And he mentioned me in his interview.
Did he?
As a fellow fat person. That's always a highlight.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. He goes, you know what it's like, Dave. Suits don't fit. Yeah. I was happy just to get a mention, to be honest.
I tell you what, I do think that show will do well.
I think Kyle's perfect as the host of that.
I've really seen bits of it
and it's really funny.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. And they'll get ridiculous crimes.
What about yours? What can we expect from you? What's it called?
Dave.
And
it's
well
a sitcom based on my own life.
And it's got Glenn Robbins.
Glenn Robbins plays himself.
And is it Emily Tierney? Who else?
Emily Tierney's my wife.
Who's fantastic.
Thorno, Dave Thornton, Geraldine Hickey, David Togg. There's the whole array of comedians and actors in
there. But your life naturally makes me laugh. So when we've talked to you, when you come in here and we say, what's been going on in your life? We hear about Gary. What's Gary up to lately?
Oh, we had a little AFS day. Little AFS day, actually. We go to the same track at school where Chopper Reed, now I'm pretty sure you brought this up once. Chopper Reed kid was doing the little AFS.
That's right, yes.
And he was shooting the starter gun.
They
Googled it. It's a true story.
They gave Chopper Reed the starter gun.
Why did they do that?
And by the way, you've never seen little kids run so fast in all your life. So any time he's had a gun and the people who are running haven't been chased by police.
Or killed.
And the organiser said, there's been some complaints from parents. I thought it was a myth, but it's true.
It's true.
Now, little ass.
True.
We need to get kids out and about running. What do they do? Like, what is Gary
Little AFS, they had athletics. So Little AFS is a whole commitment on a Friday night or a Saturday. Yeah. And you've got to get involved as a parent. You can't sit in your car.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah, so you've got to go and measure the long jump.
Oh, you had to do stuff.
Yeah, so when I did athletics day, I had to measure the long jump. And, you know, when Gary has a shot, 5 feet, that's great. Gold for Gary.
Gary ended up on the podium. Do they have a podium at Little AFS?
Well, this is
do you have a first, second, third?
One of my kids did athletics at school and he brought home a fourth ribbon. So
I'm not surprised he was allowed home.
We've had those.
Fourth ribbon.
Yeah.
And I always say, mate, you've seen the Olympics, you've seen the podium. There's not an extra bit on the end for you to stand.
It's like the Fockers, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Meet the Fockers. Yeah. It's like, you know.
You're a loser. Don't worry about it.
Like everyone get fourth.
If you're a participant, you get a ribbon.
Yeah, but the kids are onto it. They know it, though, don't
they? Of course they do. Also, this is the thing. There's kids who come first, but they train for it. They're really...
Sporty kids.
And sporty kids
sporty
train.
Well, but that's
and
good,
they should
isn't it?
Get ribbons for coming
that's
first.
That's right. Yeah.
Because so lazy kids
tells you something about
shouldn't get a ribbon.
Gary doesn't deserve applause.
Join the science club or the book club.
Correct. But don't think all of a sudden you're going to be Kathy Freeman when you haven't lifted your bottom all year.
And they had the opening of the friendship tree at school.
What's the friendship tree?
Well, hang on. What's the friendship tree?
Yeah.
Don't laugh, Mick. It's a special tree you go to when you're feeling sad and lonely.
Oh, you know that well.
And what do?
And you can meet others.
Chop it down? Or
No, you can meet other sad and lonely kids. That's the story. I swear, and no one goes near the tree.
You know, a bit like the pub you go to, Mick.
That's what it's called. The prison. It's called
the Lonely Tree.
Lonely Tree. Yeah. The Lonely Tree Hotel.
My son, did you have a friendship tree when you were growing up? I said, I was called behind the bike shed. Good times.
Oh, my goodness. Like all right, well, look,
so when does your show go to it?
Friday week. I'll be back next Friday.
Oh, great.
On the show. I'm coming back on, apparently.
Next Friday and
8:30.
Are you okay if he promotes it on our program?
After the living room. Yeah, Jane's been a big supporter.
I have, and especially of the sketch comedy show as well, because I know there's a lot of girls in the sketch comedy show as well.
They're very funny, too, yeah.
And they're very funny, and I'm supporting...
See, it doesn't hurt to be part of a community, does it?
Listen, I see myself as a senior citizen.
Yeah, as an elder statesman.
As an elder statesman.
So are you, Mick.
Woman. I'm happy to see fresh new talent
like me at 53 years old.
And people like that.
You never use the word fresh and Dave. Anything else to plug, mate? What's your podcast doing?
Yeah, my son Glenn Robbins, somehow related.
Yep.
And I've got an engagement ring on Gumtree. So Scott Pape's right.
You can take one packet of Twisties, chicken or cheese.
Well, you must be in his good books.
Each would be good.
Thank you, Dave O'Neill. We'll talk to you soon. Don't forget to look out for Dave coming soon on Channel 10.
Thanks. Dave O'Neill, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Naughty, naughty.
Pretty nasty.
Something wrong with you.
Bad boys, bad boys.
Kennedy Malloy's
bad boys.
Bad boys.
Bad boys, bad boys.
There's a few of them floating around, some of them in this room.
What?
Well, I'm the only boy.
I'm a bad boy.
And I'm not a boy.
Hey, when you've slept in Captain Cook's bed, you come, come and speak to
so
me.
So tough.
I'm
scared.
Really bad.
Do you know next to it there's a little garden full of like giant garden gnomes and stuff?
What?
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's a very small house. It's very popular.
It's a tiny house.
You can go and visit
Have a look.
Who do we start with?
Oh, where do you want to start? Well, we'll start with the serious and then we'll lighten it up. But this idiot, Fraser Anning, was this his maiden speech?
Yes.
In Parliament, and he's really welcomed himself, announced himself into the debate.
Look,
some of the most inflammatory
comments. We've since learned.
Based on the muzzies.
He intended to do this. He intended to inflame and be controversial.
Yeah, yeah, and he just came off as a giant knob. Have a look at a man making a name for himself in his maiden speech of Parliament.
The reason for ending all further Muslim immigration are both compelling and self-evident. While all Muslims are not terrorists, certainly all terrorists these days are Muslims. So why would anyone want to bring more of them here? The final solution to the immigration problem, of course, is a popular vote.
Yeah, probably yep. Check your language too. Final solution.
Right.
Is that a dog whistle? Is that a dog whistle? Yeah.
I believe his statistics are incorrect as well.
That's surprising.
Who terrorists are. Let's get that straight. Yeah. Bob Catter, he's in Bob Catter's party.
Yeah? Oh, okay. He is in Bob Catter's party.
Yeah, so...
he leapt to his defence?
Yeah, he did. Can we have a... Let's hear from Bob Catter.
Are we racist? Well, we're Australians. I don't know if that's racist or not, but we're not apologising for it to anyone. It was a magnificent speech. It was solid gold.
Solid gold.
Do you know what it is? Because he sounds like a child and because he's so wacky, you give him a pass sometimes, Bob Catter.
Really,
but there's no excuse for that.
No.
You let yourself down there, Bob.
He did. So we're putting you in the bad boy.
You're in the bad boys.
Bad boys.
Who else you got, Jane?
I've got Johnny Depp.
Oh. Bad boys.
That's his job, being a bad boy. He's been a bad boy since 21 Jump Street.
He's a bit of a lame bad boy.
Oh, how dare you.
Yeah, when you wear a puffy pirate shirt. Yeah,
that's on set.
Yeah.
That's on set.
And he speaks weirdly. Weird accent he's got.
Chopped his finger off.
Did he?
Yeah, I didn't know that story.
No.
Do you remember when he mysteriously... He was up filming Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. I think I'm allowed to tell the story.
Right.
Don't want to check with anyone?
No, I'm going to run
Go
with
ahead.
It because I knew it at the time to be true.
Sure.
And let's just say he'd had a large one and was mucking around and chopped his middle finger off.
Christ
and they bound it up, and because he didn't want anyone to know what was going on in Australia, he got in his private jet and flew back to...
Oh, that's when he went mysteriously missing from set.
Now, I should probably check that.
Yeah, maybe we should. We're live.
Here's an update.
What's the worst that could happen?
All right. Now,
he's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy because he's accused Amber Heard, his ex-wife, of doing something that's a little bit ooh.
So it's bad girls.
Oh.
Well, he's the bad boy for spilling the beans on this.
What happened?
Hang on. Out of these two, who do you think has more to answer for?
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
Is this Amanda Heard? What's her name?
Amber
Heard.
Johnny Depp has accused former wife Amber Heard of deliberately pooing in their bed.
Bad boys.
In revenge for turning up 2 hours late to her 30th birthday bash.
What?
So this is what he's saying happened. Where's
fair.
Johnny? Oh, my God, he's so late. Hey, everyone, have some champagne. Hang on a minute. Hi, everyone, I'm back. Oh, Johnny, where have you been? Okay. I'm going to bed. What?
Okay, for everyone who's listening at home, Jane just acted out.
Yeah, that's quite the theatre.
Wow.
Jeez.
Right. Well,
do you know what I would do?
She blamed Boo the dog.
Oh, you would have blamed Pistol or Boo. You would have gone.
She did.
Oh, dear, how dare you?
But you can't spill private things like that. Maybe
if I was Johnny Depp, I would have rubbed her nose in it.
I beg your pardon. Well, that's revolting.
Oh, what? I'm the bad one?
Okay. We'll come back with some more bad boys after this.
She needs a chamber pot. She needs one of my chamber pots.
Why don't you deliver? She's single. Why don't you call her up?
Oh, all right.
It's a match made in heaven.
She used to go out with Elon Musk.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
She dating again?
Amber, yes, she
Amber
is.
Heard.
She's on the market. She was with Elon Musk.
She's on the market.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Imagine she dropped a load of Elon's bed.
But that's gone. Maybe that's what happened. They broke up.
If you go out with Amber Heard, do you have to follow her around with a bag?
But honestly,
I'm just asking, do you?
But now every time I look at her, see, that's what the terrible thing is. Now I've spread it.
I just imagine her on your bed with some reading material. Every time she went to read in bed, you'd go, uh-oh.
Hang on.
Here we go.
As long as it's not Captain Cook's cottage things.
Let's just say that was left the way I found it. Thank you very
much.
I'm
glad to hear that.
No mint on the pillow for the captain.
We were talking about engagement rings, and we talked to Scott Pape.
Yeah.
Who, of course, is an expert.
You guys are at each other. You're just like loggerheads. Yeah.
No, because I said, Scott, you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to engagement rings.
You said get to Tiffany's. He said get on Gumtree.
Correct.
And you just couldn't bridge that gap.
I think the ladies will be on my side, just
I
quietly.
I think that's fair.
We got quite a few tweets
in. Good.
Dr. Blinky said he gave out the grandmother's deceased ring.
Oh.
Well, that can't be. Good although, juju. The Queen, doesn't someone have to get Lady Di- Princess Diana's ring? Meghan Markle got something from Princess Diana.
I hope they've
already
got it. It's going to be awkward. Go and get it now.
Okay.
Lee Box says, my wife chose her engagement ring and it was the decision... And it was the decision I ever made, except the 10K price. Oh, the best
okay.
decision I made, except the 10K price tag. Happy wife, happy life, fellas.
There you go. Are we about to speak to Paul Kelly? Am I hearing this?
Can you believe that?
Yes, but you know what? He's not in Australia.
Do we know where he is? Where would he be in the world? If you had to take a stab in
New Zealand. I'll go.
I don't know.
What? You are so. Think outside the box for one second. I'm going to say Mustique.
I'm going to say Island.
Island of Mustique.
Mm.
Well, he's got some exciting news to share with us about Paul Kelly and something I know you
breaking
guys are going to love.
Yeah. Excellent.
We might play a song of his too. That's coming up right after this. Kennedy Malloy.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Before too long. Many people, myself included, have extolled the virtues of our national treasure, Paul Kelly.
The closest thing we have to a poet laureate. His songs are like postcards, little snapshots of the countryside with our experiences, dreams, hopes and problems scrawled in the lyrics.
I've done all the dumb things.
And if you're not lucky enough to be stuck in traffic...
Oh, no, how annoying. He was sound checking. So me and my driver had the windows down and we're listening to Paul Kelly rifle through about two or three songs and sound check in the afternoon.
There's a new concert opportunity to hear his wonderful songs and to get the perfect Christmas recipe.
Don't forget a dollar per White Crow tomato sauce and the sweetness and an extra tang.
Please welcome Paul Kelly.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, Paul Kelly.
That's right. Where in the world are you calling us from?
Good late afternoon. Oh, I guess it's evening. It's 5:05 in Vava'u, Tonga.
In Tonga?
Where I'm calling from. Hi, Mick. Hi, James.
Hi, Paul.
Paul.
What are you doing in Tonga, mate?
I came here with Vicar and Lyndon Bull on a family holiday trip with all their families, back to the town where their mum grew up.
Oh, that's a wonderful reason to go to Tonga. For a minute there, I thought you might be involved in Tonga Survivor or something. And, I just couldn't get a mental picture myself.
But we actually went to that beach. We've been out on boats a fair bit, as you do in Tonga, and we went and swam on the beach where they shot Survivor.
There's got to be a song in that.
Yeah, and we've been swimming with whales and seeing whales most days. It's just awesome.
You may have heard our little intro. I did hear you doing a sound check at the Botanical Gardens last year. We were driving past and I was caught in a traffic jam and I was a bit cranky at first, and then we heard you sound checking and everyone had the windows down and was tapping along. And then I realised it wasn't a traffic jam. People had just stopped and were listening to your sound check. So that's you should have come out and charged us all for the concert, because it was great stuff, mate.
Well, you're having a bit of a break now, Paul, because you're going to do a pretty major outdoor concert series this December, and that's why we're chatting to you today. Tell us a bit about what to expect from Making Gravy.
Yeah, well, over the years there's been more and more sort of interest and chat about December 21st, which is the date in the song, How to Make Gravy. People are starting to do funny things and different celebrate.
Different that, ceremonies.
Yeah. So we thought we'd try and do a concert on that day, you know, and make a mini festival of it with, a few bands that we wanted to play with. And we've put together a lineup that we're really happy with.
Right.
And Julia, Alex Lay and Mojo Juju in Melbourne and Brisbane.
Cracking lineup, that'll be.
Cracking lineup, that's.
Isn't it? Hey, listen, do you have room for one more? Jane's reforming her band, Highly Strung. No. They're a guitar strings outfit, a bit like the Gypsy Kings, I think.
I don't think so, Paul.
Is there any way we can sneak them onto the bill at any stage?
Well, it's a good name for a band. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Oh, come on, Paul.
I'll remember that. And
put the carver down.
He's teasing me. I will say that that will be great. We're going to send everybody to the website for details of that, Paul. But can I just let everyone know, I'm the recipient of Paul Kelly actually making gravy.
I beg your pardon?
Well, Paul, do you remember years ago, Rob and I came round to your place in St Kilda and you cooked a roast dinner
and you
made gravy.
Oh,
and I think I was trying to not cry when you poured the gravy because it was very special. And he's a very fine cook, everyone. I just want to let you know.
No, he can do it all. He's a catch, ladies.
he's a catch.
He can sing around the campfire. he can cook you a roast.
Anyone can do a roast.
not Mick Malloy. Give you the tip.
Hey, Paul, before we let you go, I have to ask you this, and I'll just get it out there. Do you take requests at all? Have you ever done it? Would you ever consider it?
I always consider it. Doesn't mean I do it, but yeah.
Well, I've got one for you. I just think you would do the greatest version ever of "Oh, We're from Tigerland."
Oh my!
And if I heard that just once before I shuffled off this morning call, that would be amazing.
I am never going to do that.
I hate you, Paul.
I'm never going to.
You will never see Paul Kelly singing that
song. I'm an Adelaide Crow supporter. I am never going to.
Well, promise me you'll never do that either. Even you can't make that sound good. Hey, good on you, Paul. Thanks for swinging by and catching up. Good luck in Tonga. Say hi to Linda and Vicar for us.
Give our love to the girls and their families.
We'll do it for sure.
All right. And we look forward to seeing you at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, the Domain and the River Stage. Leighton Eyres is going to be awesome.
Tickets on sale through frontiertouring.com/makinggravy. Thanks, Paul.
Cheers, Paul.
Bye.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, frontiertouring.com/makinggravy for those ticket details of the Make Gravy Tour all across
Get
Australia.
Get onto that one. Should be
you
a ripper.
We're here
Tigerland.
All...
Why was what a mean, miserable man.
Why would he want to sing the Tiger song
Barracks
if he doesn't barrack for the Tigers?
Make me feel good,
Joe. Oh, you feel good enough.
Would Highly Strung
You've
do
had
one?
A good
would
run.
You do one?
No, never.
Hey, we're
never.
Here thanks to Milwaukee, by the way, maximising runtime and performance never seen before on the job site.
Well, I'm Milwaukee.
Professionals swear by Milwaukee.
That's right. Yes.
It's not your little do-it-yourself people pottering around.
You like keep mucking around down the shallow end of the pool. Leave the heavy lifting to the big boys down the other end
big guns.
With a Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something honestly, Jane?
What?
I'm thinking of going to trade school.
So I can get some Milwaukee tools.
So I can walk in, proud as punch, up to where's the Milwaukee outlets.
Mm. Pull out your drills.
Pull out my drill. I'll have my drill belt on.
Will you?
And I'll say, fill me. And I'll come out, put them in, and I'll walk out like a superhero with a Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. How no, good. They've got it
on
all together. And you don't even need a cord because they're cordless.
They've
got these incredible battery technology. Yeah. It's M18 fuel.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, that's my number plates.
It's specifically redesigned.
Well done, Milwaukee.
Yes.
Yeah, love the way you roll, baby.
All right, big show. Hey, you got the front bar tonight too
front
on Channel
bar tonight.
7.
Who's on?
You've got Jason Dunstall coming
brilliant.
On tonight. Which,
well, do you know
I
how
used
many?
To follow him years ago in my Hawthorne following days.
Yeah. Yes, he got me in a headlock once.
Did he?
And
that hurt.
Marched me all the way up Toorak Road from the saloon to Silver's.
Oh, right.
It's a memorable moment.
Yeah, that's a long way.
I didn't wash my neck for years.
You've also got former Fitzroy player Michael Reeves.
Yeah.
And he's going to talk about the most ill-fated wedding.
VFL. He was getting married the night after a game of football, and it was probably ill-advised.
Oh, dear.
So there's all that.
Hey, we've had a really big show today with
wasn't
our
it,
special
wasn't
guest.
It a cracker?
Sam Neill, just swing. How's that for star power? We
taught
had
him
on
everything
the show.
He knows.
And Dave O'Neill, and we wish him all the best with his pilot show.
Despite you carping it.
I beg your pardon now. Beyond that, we've moved on from there.
All right, what's happening now?
Tomorrow, Barnsley.
What?
Will Anderson.
What?
Russell Coit.
Ah.
Glenn Robbins.
Jeez.
And you and me.
I'm
and
come.
Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, no, please do.
Bingo.
Big Friday show. We'll see you then. Podcast available, kennedymalloy.com.au.
That was some Kennedy Malloy for you. Now get around performance never seen before on the job site. Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.